ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you live in rural or remote Queensland, you know just how tough it can be to get in to see a specialist or access a healthcare service. Waitlists are growing, services are getting more expensive, and a lack of GPs make getting quality healthcare a huge problem. But what are some of the solutions to this dire need for healthcare specialists in rural and remote Queensland? Rockhampton reporter Scout Wallen brings you this report.
Do you think these types of initiatives save lives?
Most definitely. You've got a lot of people out there that are ticking time bombs, if you want to put it that way, that just don't know that they are.
It's a humid Wednesday morning in Moura, central Queensland, which is around 2 hours southwest of Rockhampton. I've boarded a Heart of Australia truck, which is one of a fleet of vehicles which travel to towns across Queensland to provide rural and remote patients with specialist healthcare services. Here I caught up with Dr. Rolf Gomes, who founded the organisation in 2009.
Currently we're sitting in one of our mobile cardiac clinics, which we call Heart 4, in the main street of Moura. The incredible thing is it's state-of-the-art cardiac and respiratory clinic on wheels. In fact, if you walked up the stairs onto this truck, you'd find more services than you would in my private practice in Brisbane. When we looked at last year compared to this year, we've had a 34% increase in the number of referrals. The service itself has grown quite significantly from initially three specialists to now. I think we've got 33 specialists on board, and not just cardiology like myself, but a whole range of different specialists, endocrinologists, gastroenterologists, neurologists.
He says they've seen the impacts of a decline in bulk billing and rural GPs.
More and more we're having patients ring up and saying, look, how do I get an appointment on the heart truck? And when we tell them they need to have a referral from their GP, more frequently we're hearing patients say, look, I can't get in to see a GP, or there is no GP in my town. I'm happy to not have the Medicare rebate if it means I don't have a referral, but I just would really like to get seen. And when we look at patients out here, patients who are frail, the gentleman we've just seen who's got severe Parkinson's disease and has terrible tremor, for patients like that, having to hop in a car and make a 2-3 hour trip to see a GP, it's a lot.
Now, that patient he's referring to is Daryl Zeebel.
I have restrictions on my licence that I can only drive a certain distance from home. This means that I can't even reach Rockhampton for services, and so we rely on services like this bus in the country to put us in touch with those sort of places.
Daryl has been attending the Heart of Australia's stop in Moura for years after Dr. Gomes and his team picked up an irregularity with his heart a few years ago.
Well, they sent us to Brisbane once for a further investigation, and they just couldn't have done that out here. But they picked it up here on the bus. So.
You know, by the end of today, there'd be a few patients who potentially are very lucky to have walked up those stairs onto this truck, and maybe very lucky to be alive as a result.
According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, people living in rural and remote areas have higher rates of hospitalisations, death and injury, yet poorer access to healthcare services than people living in major cities. Now, health services conducting outreach in regional and rural Queensland is not a new phenomenon, but as the cost of health services increase, populations in the regions age, and the number of bulk billing GPs decline, these initiatives are becoming increasingly invaluable. Similar to Dr. Gomes and his Heart of Australia trucks, Tim Gibson is the Queensland Director of Fly2 Health. He's also a pilot, and he flies allied health professionals in and out of rural communities across Queensland.
In regional Queensland, we see a lot of communities that have been waiting years on end for services like speech pathology, like occupational therapy, for people with disability. And it comes as no surprise, because when you go to these communities, you don't see many health clinics or health professionals coming.
Their FIFO team services 20 communities around the state.
So we often have communities reach out saying, hey, We haven't seen a speech pathologist for insert amount of years. And that's where we start. You know, we go to those communities that are really needing our help. You know, the reason we don't operate in Brisbane is because there are wait lists, but nothing like Quilpie, nothing like Charleville, nothing like Roma. And that's why we go to these places.
Which is a sentiment Dr. Gomes agrees with.
The more we can bring the services to the doorstep, the more we can cater to those ageing populations.
That's Dr. Rolf Gomes ending that report by Scout Wallen.
If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life, from the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.